So many people died during this pandemic last year that life expectancy in the U.S. dropped for a second year in a row. That's according to a new analysis out today. And joining us now to talk about it is NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Hey, Rob.
Hey there.
So this is all pretty sobering. Can you tell us more about what this new analysis says?
Sure. You know, you might remember that in 2020, U.S. life expectancy plummeted because so many people died from COVID-19. Life expectancy tumbled almost 2 years, and that was the biggest fall since at least World War II. Mm-hmm. So researchers wanted to find out if that happened again in 2021 after the vaccines arrived, and everyone hoped the situation would turn around. Stephen Wolf at Virginia Commonwealth University says his team analyzed the latest provisional government statistics.
The motivation for this study was to determine whether the horrible drop in life expectancy that we documented in 2020 rebounded in 2021 or whether there was a continued decline.
And what they found was not good news. U.S. life expectancy fell yet again in 2021. The drop was not nearly as big as the year before, less than half a year this time, but it was definitely going in the wrong direction still.
The finding that instead we had a horrible loss of life in 2021 that actually drove the life expectancy even lower than it was in 2020 is very disturbing. It speaks to an extensive loss of life during 2021.
And many of the deaths occurred in people in the prime of their lives, driving the overall U.S. life expectancy to fall to 76.6 years. That's the lowest in at least 25 years.
Wow. Well, Rob, I mean, like so much about this pandemic, the first drop in life expectancy back in 2020 hit Black and Hispanic people hardest.
Right.
Are we seeing the same thing with this 2021 drop?
You know, it's interesting. That wasn't the case in 2021, according to this analysis. Life expectancy among Hispanics stayed flat between 2020 and 2021, and life expectancy among Blacks actually inched up a bit by a little less than half a year. Mm. In contrast, the life expectancy of whites continued to fall, mostly among white men. Here's Dr. Wolf again.
So what that tells us is that this continued decline in life expectancy that we've seen in the second year has been carried mainly by deaths in the white population.
You know, and it's unclear why this happened, but Wolf thinks it may be due in part to whites being more likely to live in states with fewer COVID restrictions, so they let down their guard more while often refusing to get vaccinated. But remember, because the 2020 drop hit Blacks and Latinos so much harder, they still lost more ground overall since the pandemic began. Hispanics lost almost 4 years, Blacks almost three, compared to less than two for whites.
Well, I'm curious, how did the U.S. stack up against other countries?
You know, not very well. Life expectancy actually increased by about a third of a year in 2021 in countries like England and France and Germany. So the gap between the U.S. and those countries grew even wider to more than 5 years in 2021. And the researchers say a big part of that is fewer restrictions and vaccine hesitancy in the U.S., which resulted in lower vaccination rates, as well as higher rates of other health problems like diabetes and obesity.
That is NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Thank you, Rob.
Sure thing.